Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot. We charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
This is the morning stream, but it's not in the morning, it's at night.
TMS PM.
Good morning, afternoon, everyone. Hi, my name's Scott, and that's Brian, and this is the morning stream PM. But it's a special one because we're here to help raise money for kids on the Diamond Club Streamathon. Big thanks to them for having us be here, and we're glad to be here. Hi, Brian. Welcome back.
Hi, Scott. Hello. Happy Friday to you.
Hey, man.
I'm kind of glad to be anywhere right now.
Yeah. It's. I was going to ask you about this. So we had, weird, on our side of the Rockies, snow dump, total snow dump. We got a foot and a half last night. It's insane.
Yeah.
On your side of the Rockies, stuff's burning. Why?
Yeah, it's been dry as a bone for months. We've had one snow so far this season, and it was piddly. It was useless. Yeah. So everything's super dry, and couple that with some 115 plus mile an hour winds yesterday, which basically brought down some power poles, some electrical poles, causing a spark that caused a fire that burned the towns of Louisville and Superior.
Oh, geez.
Which are about 10 minutes north of me. Like,
it's not very far. That's nothing.
Not very far at all. We were the closest the evacuation or the pre-evacuation zone. The evacuation zone didn't get super close, but the pre-evacuation zone, basically people saying, start packing up your stuff, but don't bug out yet, got to 80th Avenue, and we're on 64th Avenue. So just a handful of blocks north of us, people were being told to start packing their stuff because they might have to get the heck out. And amazingly, even though 1,000 buildings, homes, and businesses were destroyed, so far no fatalities, no casualties being reported as part of this.
I was worried about that because there's almost always somebody, right? Either a smoke inhalation or something.
Yeah. Yep, exactly. They've had people that were so drunk they needed assistance getting out of their house. Yeah. But nobody didn't make it out, which is obviously the best scenario in a crappy situation like this.
Well, any listeners or relatives or anybody that we know out there, my aunt lives in Denver, but she's a little further away from this. Anyway, if you're out there and you're in the way of this thing, I hope you're okay. And I guess it's all slowed down now. I don't know if it's contained.
It is. Yeah, no, the wind died down. We're actually getting a sprinkle of snow. There's nothing on the ground yet. No accumulation whatsoever. Every once in a while in front of the camera over here, the outdoor cover weather cam, I see a flake go by. It's like the snow equivalent of Charlie Brown's Christmas tree is what I'm looking at.
That's what I hear when you do that.
But those friggin' winds were no joke. So on the 15th, we had high winds like that, 100 plus mile an hour winds here in Arvada, ripped down our fence. And as you know, I've been trying to deal with the fence guy to come out here and repair it. The day he decides to come out and repair it is yesterday when we're getting 115 plus mile an hour wind gusts again. So he's like, yeah, I'm not putting up the, I'll put up the posts. It'd probably be silly for me to do the panels because he got the posts in and the concrete. But if you were to put the panels in, while the before the concrete sets, the wind is just going to blow the crap out of the posts with the panels attached.
Did he get blown around pretty good? He was probably out there just...
He got blown around pretty good. Yeah. At one point, he went to get something out of the truck, and his sawhorses with a plywood table, his makeshift table with a bandsaw or a rotary saw on it, completely blew over, and obviously nothing was running, but poor guy. Yeah, he's out there right now actually finishing things up.
Oh, good. Well, so he life finds a way is what we've learned here.
It does. He built himself on the wrong side of the fence, so now he has to walk all the way around the neighbor's house to get back to our house. He fenced himself out is what he did.
I feel like there's going to be something. Something's going to come out of the story. We've yet to see it. Something
feels
else.
Feels like it, yeah. Yeah. Definitely feels like it.
I don't know what.
But everybody's okay here. We're all good. And, shout out to folks like Siv and Clark and Nikki, who were on different sides of this thing. It's all crazy and it's been scary, and I'm glad it's somewhat over.
Yeah, I was worried last night a bit.
Yeah.
Having been in a similar situation back in 2012, we almost had a fire take out my house, and it was just over the hill from us, and it was the night before Nerdtacular, which is worst.
This was just the most stressful Nerdtacular ever.
It really was until it was gone, and then when it was gone, it was fine, and there was a lot of smoke in the valley, but we lived. Anyway, hope everyone's okay out there, and you're all right. Okay. For sure. Quick reminder once again, we are here today for one specific reason: helping the kids.
That's right.
Okay, so here's where you want to go. And if you're listening to this at home, you can still do this after the fact. So even if you miss this live, you can still listen to this podcast and go, you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to go to this website and contribute anyway. So it's extra-life.org/team/DCTV21. Think of it as Diamond Club Television 21, but shortened.
Because that's the year.
Exactly.
If you're in Russia, the next 21 minutes.
Right. It's not Detective Comics Turtle Vagina. It's
Diamond. That was my favorite Batman villain, by the way. It was... I'm gonna get you, Batman.
Turtle Vagina's not overdone with yet, Batman.
That's funny. The guy I sat, speaking of turtle vagina, I sat across from a guy today at breakfast. Mm-hmm. I go to one of several places for breakfast on Friday mornings, and the place I went, I got seated at a two top, and the two top in directly in front of me, there was one person sitting there. Guy looked like a young-ish Mitch McConnell, and all I could think of was, "All hail,
our world hail." The American people. Exactly. You should have done it. You should have gotten all loud and done it.
I should have, yeah.
That'd have been cool. So we thought about a few things we'd do today. One of them is Brian's like a quiz master, as you guys know. He's like a lord of all things quizzes. And we rarely do quizzes that are aimed at each other. Sometimes we do, but
sometimes
not that often.
I mean, well, weekly I do two quizzes aimed at you, but it's also aimed at Brian Dunaway. It's you guys share the brunt of those quizzes.
Yeah.
But rarely is it me just asking you questions or you just asking me questions. And this is a tribute quiz to Betty White, who hopefully will be our last celebrity death of 2021.
Yeah, man, what an iconic one, though. What a bummer.
Yeah,
I read that and just went, okay, who's the funny guy? This isn't right. What are you doing? And I know
we knew it was coming. She was up there. But we have not talked about her on this show in a long time, so you can't pin this one on us.
Wasn't us. There are no more Golden Girls, though, right? That's it.
That's right. We're all out of gold. We've exhausted our supply of Golden Girls.
Well, I hope they had a nice reunion wherever they all are.
I don't think they're going to give us any more because of the way we've treated these.
Probably so. All right. Well, I will celebrate by listening to your cool quiz, and you do whatever.
Well, all right. So obviously that's fresh in your mind, Betty White. But how about other things that happened in 2021? How good is your 2021 memory, Scott?
Bad. But let's see how bad. That's what we'll do.
In addition to covering things like Family Feud and covering things like Name That Tune, let's cover the BBC's Big Fat Quiz of 2021.
All right.
Which I really recommend. It's a great, great time. All right. Question number one, Scott.
Yeah.
And feel free to answer in the form of an impersonation. How old was Prince Philip when he died in April?
Well, that's just easy bait to do the voice. How old was he?
How old was he?
I want to say he was 99.
He was 99.
Was he?
Very good.
Okay,
yes.
So same as Betty White. That's why it rang a bell.
Couple of 99 clubbers going on there.
That's right.
Okay.
Exactly.
All right.
What was the fastest selling album of 2021? In other words, biggest selling album and also did it in the fastest amount of time.
Still the same record?
Same record.
Okay.
Yep.
record. Listen to me.
Same record.
That's an old wax record. Let's go with... do I have to have the album name or can I just do the artist?
I'll let you. You know what? If you tell me the artist, that'll be enough.
Okay. Probably that Taylor Swift kid.
Oh, yeah. Well, she released a couple this year. She released all the Taylor's versions of, not all of them, but two, I think, Taylor versions of previous albums she'd done.
Oh,
that is incorrect.
Ah, damn it.
The album is 30. By Adele.
Adele! Frick!
Adele.
I knew she did a new thing. I always forget because she looks so different now, I barely recognize her. So I forgot it was her.
Yeah.
That's okay.
Pretty impressive. Speaking of music, the band ABBA returned after 40 years with a new album and a virtual tour. So they did a little virtual tour thing.
Yeah.
What did the band call the 3D versions of themselves for the concert?
What did they call themselves?
Yeah, and I'll give you a hint.
Oh, I got it! I bet I know it. I'm only guessing. I've never actually heard this.
Yeah.
Avatars?
Beautifully done.
Is it really?
Perfect. That's exactly right. Yep, they're absolutely... they used avatars. That was... I was going to give you a hint that they did a pun. I didn't even need to give you the hint. Well done, sir.
I had never even heard that, but it seems that would have been a crime had they not used that name.
Right? Yes, exactly. Yeah,
that's amazing.
Yeah.
All right.
Which Caribbean country became an independent republic in 2021 and named pop star Rihanna as a national hero?
Rihanna. Oh, my gosh. The Republic of...
The Independent Republic of...
can't think of Caribbean countries. the pot-smoking one. No, they were already a country. Hold on.
Yeah, narrow it down.
Okay. I can't think of any! I'll say
think of the beginning of... I don't know, I keep trying to remember if this is in the beginning of Kokomo by the Beach Boys, but... I don't know if they mentioned this one actually. Oh, they do. I think they do. Yes.
I don't know that either. I'm just going to make one up. The Independent Republic of Bongo.
Wow.
I don't know.
No. Barbados. You were right with the first letter.
Damn it. Barbados. All right.
Barbados.
Was there what's zero. Bermuda? Is that down there with the shorts?
There is Bermuda is a little bit further north, but yeah, it's over there. It's on the east.
They got
the
shorts.
Yeah, they have the shorts.
Yeah.
Shatner, you know, our buddy William Shatner became the oldest person in space when he flew up in what vessel?
Oh Jesus.
What vessel? What space vessel did Shatner fly up in?
He went up in shit. Hold on.
Yeah, the way they asked it is they reversed it and asked who was the celebrity who went up, and it's like, come on now, that's too damn easy.
Well, it's the that's too easy. So it's it's the Jeff Bezos one.
It is. What's it called?
That's called. It's the penis shaped one. I see the logo. It's not SpaceX. Get that out of my head.
I'll give you a hint. Its initials would probably be what the inside of that place smells like. The inside of that thing smells like.
Oh. Oh.
Yeah.
Would that be? I know it'd stink.
Yeah.
It's not Virgin. That's the other guy.
Right. It's Branson.
Hold on. Why can't I think of this? It's a shit. Blue Origin.
That is exactly right. Blue Origin or BO for short.
Oh, BO, that's the reference. I didn't get the stink reference until you said it. Okay.
Yes. Right. Very good. All right. So far, 3, 4, 5 questions. You've gotten 3 of them right. You're doing better than half.
Okay.
All right. 2021 was a year of weird pandemic-related shortages that we could never figure out. Yeah. Name any 3 of the 15 grocery or food items that faced a weird pandemic-related shortage this year.
Oh, my gosh. One of how many?
15. Name 3 of the 15.
This
we talked
year.
About a few of them on TMS, yeah.
Okay.
15 things that people bought up weirdly like crazy and caused shortages during the pandemic.
And
if you name one that's not on my list, I'm going to double check it because you may have one that I don't have on my list.
Because this is all food items, though.
All food items.
Okay, so PS4s or PS5s and stuff like that. Okay.
Right, that one doesn't count.
Yeah. Okay.
And that was not brought on by the pandemic.
No. Why is nothing coming to my head? Oh, at one point there were, I couldn't get Coke Zeros, but maybe that was just a me thing.
Let me see. I don't have that one in my list or even any canned sodas, but let me see if there was. No, the closest I could see is at the end of October, Coca-Cola CEO said he expects to see a shortage through 2022.
I think it may have just been our local chain that I go to and maybe. They were just out. Okay, I'll take the hit, but I want to guess one more time.
Sure, sure. Well, I guess, how many choices?
If I can only choose you? 1 out of 15 anyway.
Yeah.
This is embarrassing. Mm-hmm. Why do I not know this?
It's an interesting one. A lot of these I hadn't heard of until I did the research. I'm like, oh yeah, I can't remember that one. Didn't remember this one. Some of these are weirdly specific.
I remember now, and we had a whole story on Buffalo Wild Wings was going to be out of chicken.
Yep.
I think
chicken wings, absolutely. Yep.
Oh, specific wings. Okay, not chicken generally, right? I guess it's the same. You don't have enough chickens. You don't have enough
chicken
wings.
And chicken wings. Yep. Okay. You could have also said fish sticks, Ben and Jerry's ice cream, pet food, ketchup packets. Okay. If you remember the great pet ketchup packet shortage of 2021.
Yeah.
Oat milk, coffee, still dealing with the ramifications of that. Lunchables, Marie Callender's pot pies, Rice Krispie treats, Oreos, McCormick spices, bottled water, canned soups, and just the general liquor.
Booze, just booze. Okay.
Yeah. I like they go so specific. Marie Callender's pot pies, but the entire scope of liquor.
Yeah, however many liquors there are. Sorry, all other pot pies. There were plenty of you this year.
Right. Yes. Yeah. Swanson's, no problem.
Yeah.
Falling off the shelves. But
can't believe I forgot most of that. The chicken one now is like super burned in my head, but the rest of
it. And cream cheese is the current one. Cream cheese is the current shortage. I can't remember if avocado was last year or this year, though.
2020 avocado, I think.
Okay.
Early on.
That's
and I think that was already a shortage because there was already a yield problem.
Yeah.
So there was already a shortage and then the pandemic happened and all that. But yeah. And I guess if some of you out there eat things like toilet paper, then that would have counted. But that's not, you know, not a food item for the rest of us. So take that.
Yeah. All right. I'm looking for just a few specific words. But if you say any of those words in your answer, if you say all of those words in your answer, then I'm going to give you this next one. Describe the Twitter feud between Nicki Minaj and Dr. Chris Whitty.
Oh, yeah. So she had a cousin or friend.
That's two words right there, cousins, friends.
Who had big balls from COVID.
And I'll take it. Enlarged testicles, big balls, I'll take it from the vaccine, yes. And so she wasn't going to get the vaccine. Your mileage may vary.
That's
yes.
right.
Well done.
Yeah. That turned out to be complete horseshit, right?
Complete horseshit,
okay.
yes.
Nicki Minaj.
Yes. Freaking. Oh, well done.
Well, she is, you know, listen, I know what a WAP is now because of her, so well done.
All right. Name any 3 of the games played in Squid Game.
Oh, I haven't
which
seen
Which I know
it
you
yet.
Haven't seen yet.
All right, well,
is,
I know...
why this is such a great question
I see
you.
GIFs of one all the time, which is... what's that called? Where you walk and the person says, go, stop. What's that called?
Yep. You know what? I will give you that one because I'd never heard the term or the name of this game before, but go and stop is absolutely correct. Red light, green light.
Oh, red light, green light.
Yep.
We used to do that when I was kids. Okay, Boy, the rest of it, I don't think I've seen anything else. Okay, I'll do
knowing,
my best.
Knowing that that's a kid's game, you might be able to guess a couple of these other ones.
Okay. They put the kid in Squid. Is that what they did in that show? Great.
They put the kid in Squid.
Great.
Yeah, they basically all the competitors play kind of variations on kids' games.
Elderly Foursquare.
Oh, wow. You're not.
No. Nope.
I can't give that one to you, but I'll give you one more guess. You all can right. get a second point here.
Okay. Kid games.
Red Rover, Red Rover, send the guy who's dying this week on over. No?
That's a really good one as well. No. I'll give you 1 point for red light, green light.
Okay.
You could have also said DJockey, which is this card flip game that nobody ever would have ever come up with, but it's actually how you get initiated into the Squid Games. You basically throw one folded up origami piece of paper at another one on the ground and trying to get it to flip over.
Okay.
Sugar honeycombs, where they've got sugar honeycombs with a shape and they've got to cut that shape out. Tug of war, marbles, hopscotch, and then the actual Squid Game is one of those games.
Oh, one of the games is Squid Game?
One of the games in Squid Game is Squid Game.
Man, the biggest show of the year, and I still don't have any idea what the hell happened in there.
My dad and stepmom have started watching this, and it feels like the weirdest thing to have them talk to us about and say, oh, Brian, I'm glad to hear you're okay from the fires. We would have called sooner, but we were watching Squid Game.
Priorities, man.
That's right, exactly. I'm going to give you 1 point for red light, green light.
Okay, thank you
for
that. I appreciate it. All right.
Who was Time Magazine's Person of the Year this year?
It's freaking Elon Musk and his stupid haircut.
Yes, it absolutely is.
It's a dumb pick. I don't know. He's fine. He's not the person of the year, though. That was a bad pick. You know what I would have picked? I would have picked that. I would have picked that cop in the Capitol that day who was like stopping everybody.
The one who redirected everybody.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a really good one.
There's a great picture of him like hand out. You know,
right.
Hand in his pocket, not aiming.
Basically, they went that away.
Yeah.
The old cartoons.
Should have given it to that guy.
Turned the sign around that said duck hunting season.
You know what the problem is, though? He suffered from that thing that movie awards and video game awards suffer from. If it happened in January through March, everyone forgets.
Yeah. Yeah.
So let's put Elon Musk in his shit haircut on there instead.
I have questions that deal with that time of year, so don't worry. I haven't forgotten about him.
Mm-mm.
Brian, a bit remembers.
He remembers.
Scott,
yeah.
Give me the name of a container ship.
Oh, what was that called? Of a container ship or the container ship?
Come on. Like, do you know any other ones? Do you know the name of any other container ship?
No. I know, you know.
I mean, the actual question is, what was the name of the container ship that gained notoriety for blocking the Suez Canal? But really, I mean, if you can name any container ship, I'll look it up and I'll give you points.
I don't remember. It's like the dirty fire, the flogging monkey. I have no idea. I don't remember.
Even the chat room is struggling. They said Everlong, Evergreen. It's the Ever Given.
Ever Given.
Ever Given.
Frick! Gosh dang it. Was that your door? Or the ding dong?
It was, yeah. The fence guy finally made it around the block. Yeah.
Is your wife home?
To our house.
She's got it covered?
No, I gave Tina the cash to give to him.
Oh, okay. Gotcha. All right.
To pay him.
All right. Dang it, Evergreen or Ever Given. Stupid name.
You're still doing all right. 10 questions. You've got 7 points, so not bad.
All right. Not too bad.
In October, the World Health Organization endorsed the first vaccine for which disease?
Give me the time again.
October of this year. Of this year.
Vaccinating for which disease?
Yeah. This one surprised me. I'm like, oh, really? Wow.
October. Can I ask the judges if it's is it a new disease?
The judges say, no, it's not a new disease.
Okay.
It's something you've heard of and you've heard of for most of your life.
The mosquito deal. You get it in the jungles and the whatnot, and it's fevery. And it kills a lot of people every year and has for thousands of years. And now my brain won't say malaria is the word I'm looking
there
for.
There you go. I would have accepted Melania or malaria. Well,
Melania, dude.
Oh my gosh, that actually hurt getting that one out. That hurt.
Well, now there's a vaccine for that.
Okay, good.
What item of clothing designed by Jen Ellis spiked in popularity after the Biden inauguration?
It's got to be that Bernie gloves. The gloves that Bernie was wearing.
Give it to you. Mittens. Come on, they're mittens.
Or mittens, sorry.
Yeah, there's no fingers in that thing. You can pick up a...
I was trying to think what other thing happened there that could be considered any sort of fashion thing, and that's the only thing. That's all there is.
The joke they made on the Big Fat Quiz was that Jen Ellis, after designing those, became so flush with orders for those that now she hates Bernie Sanders.
Oh, man. So that's a big problem to have, though.
She makes so much money from those that now she can't endorse Bernie Sanders.
Oh, that's unfortunate. Yeah, that's pretty good. All right.
Hey, speaking of the first quarter of the year, what film won the Best Picture at the 2021 Academy Awards?
Oh,
Parasite was the year before.
Mm-hmm.
Jeez, was it that unnotable that I can't remember it? Oh, no. Poop in a Bucket. Hey, I'm in my van. Check me out. It's called Van Lady Goes to the Desert, and it's called Vander. No, there's no van in the name. What's it called?
Well, I was hoping we'd...
I loved this movie. It was really good.
Yeah.
Oh. No man's land. No man's land.
Think about it. While we wish Moscow, Turkey, Saudi Arabia, Ethiopia, Iraq, Belarus, Somalia, Tanzania, Kenya, Madagascar, Uganda, Eritrea, regions of the Ukraine, Djibouti. Don't put an extra D in there. Yeah. Djibouti, Yemen, Comoros, Qatar, Bahrain, sections of Georgia, Mayotte, and a small region of South Africa and Kuwait. Happy New Year.
New Year to all of you.
All right, you were when we last left Scott Johnson, he was thinking no man's land.
Well, is that it? Oh,
yes, yeah, that was
painful. And I got to say, all those countries you read off didn't help. I was like throwing those in there.
No, I didn't think it would. Yeah, I was kind of hoping it wouldn't.
Yeah, that threw me off pretty good. All right, I feel good about that though. All right,
good. Which surprising genre of music stormed the charts after the Wellerman song went viral on TikTok?
Wellerman?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know what the Wellerman song is.
But you're a big fan of the TikTok. What kind of music did you see just completely spike in popularity because of TikTok?
As a genre, not a specific
As a genre
song.
Of music. Yeah, not a single performer, not a single song, but an entire genre of music.
Is that the one? Am I close? Is it like ragtime? Like rag?
No. Scott Joplin just got a new inspiration for a new song.
There's a song like that that got played a lot this year. I don't know how I'd know this one. What is it?
Sea shanties became huge on TikTok.
I knew that.
Can't believe you didn't remember that.
Yeah, what I was trying to do is think, does that translate to like music sales and or streaming services?
Like a weird hip hop thing or that sort of thing. Yeah. Hey, look, it was even big enough that Nickelback redid one of their songs, Rockstar, as a sea shanty.
Was it better than the original?
TMS.
Was it better?
Far better. Okay. Far better than the original.
Yeah, good for them because they need to do something.
Really, how could have been any worse?
I know, you can't go any much. What other direction do you go, honestly, if you're them?
That's right.
All right.
During a hearing in their state's 394th Judicial District Court, a lawyer had to clarify during a Zoom meeting that he wasn't a cat. Which state was that attorney from?
What?
Like, which state was that Judicial District Court?
What state was it from?
Yeah, what state was it from? What state did that take place in?
I mean...
An attorney had to explain that he wasn't a cat.
Well, let's say I'll just say, I don't know, Utah. I don't
know. Oh, so, yeah. He had an accent. He said, I am not a cat.
Texas
is what we're looking for.
Gosh, dang it. Technically, we're both in the West, okay?
Technically, yes.
I don't remember that at all. Why don't I remember that?
You don't remember the guy, the dude, the attorney saying, I'm not a cat?
No. This is something that completely passed me.
Oh, my goodness. I think it's time for a quick review or a quick...
Should I go to the tape?
Yeah.
I am not a cat.
Hold on a sec. Yeah, just... wow.
See what we can find here. Yeah, this is. I haven't seen this. Okay, here's a cowboy guy. Is this the guy?
Yes. Well, that's that video will get you to where you need to go. Yes.
All right, let's give it a shot here. See what we got.
Right. It'll probably be, hey, YouTubers, what is up?
You have a filter turned on in the video settings. You might want to.
Can you hear me, Judge?
I can hear you. I think it's a filter.
It is, and I don't know how to remove it. I've got my assistant here. She's trying to. But,
how did I miss this?
I'm prepared to go forward with it. I'm here live. I'm not a cat.
How did I miss that? That's amazing.
I don't know.
That is one of the great things of the year, and somehow completely off my radar. I totally
it's completely blew by you.
We would have done that on the show and everything had I known about
it. I could have sworn we did do that on the show, but maybe we didn't. I'm surprised we didn't.
I thought at first, maybe if I see it, I'll recognize it, but I never heard that. That is really funny.
I'm here live. I'm not a cat.
I'm not a cat. I mean, guess what else are you going to say when you look that ridiculous? I guess there's nothing else to say.
Just in case anyone's wondering. No. Well, we think you're a cat.
That's incredible. What an awesome thing. All right.
All right. This one, you could even sing it. I'll allow it. Okay. After donating $1 million to Moderna to aid in production of the vaccine, what song did Dolly Parton sing right before she got her shot?
It's not going to be Jolene. I have no idea. Hold on. I knew about the deal where she helped pay, and I knew about it being her and all that rigmarole. Mm-hmm. I didn't know she sang something.
Mm-hmm.
Was it the actual song, or she do some kind of parody?
She did some kind of parody.
Oh, okay. Hold on then.
Yeah.
What's a parody around getting a shot here? Working 9 to 5. Name and get the shot in my arm. Nope, doesn't work as well.
Yeah.
Jolene, but with the wait, you're nodding. That means it's Jolene. Hold on. Do I have to know what she said?
No, I'll take it, but you could probably figure out what word she replaced Jolene with.
Well, let me think. She's getting a shot.
I'll give you some time to think about this.
COVID-19. Is that not it? I don't know. What did she say? What did she put in there? I'm going to be mad if it's something obvious.
Vaccine.
Oh, shit! It's perfect. Vaccine.
Did
that really happen? She did that?
She really did that. Oh. And she came up with new lyrics and sang it right before she got her shot.
That's horrendous. All right. I'm glad. I guess I got the point, though, right? Because I chose Jolene.
You got the point. I'm giving you the point for Jolene for sure. Yeah.
All right. That's a good.
All right. Last question. Right now, you've had 16 questions. You've got 11 points. So well done.
Thank you.
Let's give you this last one. Right. I probably should have made that Jolene one last, but this one's going to be kind of a letdown after that. Right. What did the Italian band Maneskin or Maneskin make headlines for in May?
Maneskin?
Maneskin.
That's the name of the band.
Yeah, like if you took the words man and skin and put the letter E in between them, like that's their band name.
Okay, and they did something very controversial in May of this year.
They did. Well, not controversial, just they made headlines for doing something in May.
For doing something in May.
Yes.
Oh wait, when's that dumb show I never watch? The Universal Talent movie show or whatever it is. What is it? The world. They all get on stage and do ABBA shit or whatever.
Yeah. Oh yeah. I'm gonna make you work this one. You are so on the right road. You're just kind of driving blindfolded backwards with the windows taped up.
in dark duct tape. I can't see out of
exactly.
Hold on, let's see. Television or some kind of shit. Oh, Eurovision.
Exactly. Oh, right.
Did they win
Eurovision
or something?
Song contest.
They won. Is that the deal?
They won. They won the Eurovision Song Contest.
I never watched any of that. Oh, my gosh.
9 to 5 would have been a great second guess again on the Big Fat Quiz. They argued that she could have sung 9 to 5, replacing the lyrics with 95% efficacy.
Oh, 95% efficacy, sort of. Yeah.
95% efficacy.
So wait, I ended up 12 out of what?
You ended up 12 out of 17. Good job.
I feel good about that. I have to pull them up to see, but did the chat do well? How did they do today?
Chat did pretty well. I mean, somebody from the chat got somebody gave every correct answer. Nobody, no question went unanswered, I don't think. Texas was, nobody was sure about the attorney, the I am not a cat attorney, but one person guessed Texas. Sea Shanty was hugely popular.
I can't believe I didn't get that right off the bat. That's
yeah. Nomadland. Nobody got it until you said
Nomadland.
And they're like, oh yeah, right.
Yeah, I honestly, that thing really hid somewhere in my brain. I got behind a big fat fold on my frontal and just laid there and would not come out. That was rough. And I'd love
people
that
very surprised that we've never heard of the game Red Light Green Light.
Oh, I have. I've heard of it. It's
have you?
Yeah, when we were kids who did it all the time. It was like a. In fact, I think teachers did it. They'd say red light and everybody would run green light and you'd have to turn around.
Oh, yeah.
And if you were still moving when the teacher turned around, you were out.
You ever play something called Heads Up 7 Up or Thumbs Up 7 Up or something like that?
Familiar.
You put your head down on your desk and closed your eyes and you put both thumbs up on the front of your desk.
Okay.
And then a kid who was chosen at random to start would go around and push your thumbs down.
Okay.
Or like push, like each kid would put one thumb or push. Let's see. You'd have to probably start with like 3 or 4 kids, right? So you'd have 3 or 4 kids who are randomly selected,
yeah.
But you didn't know who they were.
Okay.
So everybody would put their heads down, put their thumbs up. A kid could push down one of your thumbs and then those kids would go back up to the front of the room.
Yeah.
You'd lift your head, open your eyes, and you'd have to, if one of your thumbs was pushed down, you'd have to guess which of the kids pushed your thumb down.
Oh, this is weirdly familiar all of a sudden.
And if you're incorrect, then you joined them for the next round and you had to push people's thumbs down.
That's right. And then kids would sort of cheat sometimes and look while their heads were down.
Right. Exactly.
Because that's what kids do. Yeah. No, I kind of have a vaguer memory of that. You know, some of the games they taught you as kids, they were kind of dumb. You know,
they weren't. They really were. Yeah. When you think about it, how come they didn't play that in Squid Game?
Yeah.
Heads. Thumbs up, 7 up.
And then you would cut your hand off if you get it wrong. Or
right. Yeah. Yeah. Exactly.
I got to watch that damn show. So I know what
you need to watch it. Biggest show of 2021. I was going to do look up the biggest documentary, the biggest film on Netflix, like basically go to Netflix and find the biggest series, the biggest limited series, the biggest film, and the biggest documentary of 2021 and see if you could guess those. But
no, I get
you. I forgot to do it.
There was a great list up on Steam. Let's see, where is it? Is it top sellers? Top rated games. Anyway, they basically just like, here are the games that made the most money for the year. Here are the ones that did the most whatever for the year, all this kind of stuff. And I was surprised how much of that I got wrong. I was way off on that. So I'm not feeling that confident about any of my trivial skills today. That's what I'm getting at.
Yeah. Yeah, I get you. Everything that is the Netflix 2021 list are just basically people saying here are the best movies and TV shows and series and things of 2021 just based on them liking it as opposed to which ones were the best. The most watched.
Right.
That's probably what I need to search. Let's search for that.
Let's search for most watched. Yeah.
Yeah. Let's see if I can find this.
Because for a hot minute there, Bridgerton was the lead and then Squid Game took it over this year. And then there was talk that The Witcher Season 2 might kill everything. But I don't know if that's happened yet. Maybe too early.
Oh, here we go. Oh, this is the Netflix Top 10 Global List.
That's cool.
Films.
Yeah.
What else do I have? Do I have... Movies?
Should have movies, TV.
Yeah, let's see what I got here. All right, let's start with this. Let's see. I think it's just this week. It is. It's just this week.
Oh, darn, yeah, because here's Don't Look Up and, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Unforgivable, Fast and Furious, Hobbs and Shaw.
But that Unforgivable's not reviewing well.
It isn't.
No, it bummed me out. I like her.
Red Notice didn't review well, and it's been 7 weeks in the top 10.
Yeah,
it
seemed
so far
to do just fine. Oh, look at all this Christmas bullshit. Okay, skip past all that. Wow. All right. Yeah, I want to see the top for the year. Maybe they don't do them. Maybe they don't release
all
that
data. All data files start on June 20th. Oh, so that's just week by week by week.
Yeah.
Yeah, darn. I really want to see a list, and maybe we'll get one at the end of the year. Like, we'll get one next month that we can then say, all right, here are, let's see if you can guess the top, top of everything Netflix.
That Don't Look Up deal, still controversial, but I think I want to see it after your review. I think I do.
We really enjoyed it. Tina loved it. I loved it. I felt like it was exactly the same kind of sarcastic satire that he alluded to with The Big Short. I think it's just people... It's a lot of critics who are bummed he's not doing another Step Brothers, Talladega Nights kind of thing, you know?
Yeah, I think he's done with those. I think he may never do those again.
He never has to.
No, why would he? That guy doesn't need to do jack shit for anybody. Hey, look at this. Reminder that we are doing this today at this time for charity. Yeah, that's right. We're helping out the Diamond Club Streamathon by being here and reminding you to go to extra-life.org/team/DCTV21. It's right there on your screen. And if you go there, you can donate to the Extra Life Children's Charity for the hospital, Children's Hospital Charity Foundation thing deal. And it's amazing. It's been around forever. And I'd love to see these guys do really well this year. So go check that out. Brian, we do have some.
I might have found a list. Do you want to do that?
Yeah, do it. Do it. What do you got? What do you got?
All right. This is came out on December 27th, 3 days ago, 4 days ago, via Newsweek, the 25 most watched TV shows on Netflix in 2021. So these are for the year, the and I want to say all originals, maybe. Looks like, nope, these aren't all originals.
Okay.
But the most watched TV series, or the most watched shows on Netflix. I'm not seeing movies. No, I think that's
Let me
movie.
Try to guess the top 10.
Yeah.
Let's see if we can do
let's
that.
Let's just do the top 10.
All right. Yep, so my guess is Squid Game still number one.
Number one. Yep.
All right. Witcher 2 on there? Or sorry, Witcher Season 2?
Witcher...
Maybe it's too early. It only came out like a week ago.
It might be too early, but let's see. Well, but I think they put Witcher on the whole thing, and I'm not seeing...
Oh, the entire Witcher thing would be there. Yeah.
Yeah, it is not. Witcher is not listed, surprisingly.
Oh, that's weird. Yeah. I know that was big for them. Okay. So this is a mix of movies and TV shows?
Mix of movies and TV shows, yeah.
All right. The Red Notice deal, it's got to be on there.
Red Notice is number... I'll find you.
Yeah.
Not in the top 25,
what?
Surprisingly.
How
does
this work? Okay. Arcane. Arcane's got to be on there.
Arcane is in here as number, and it's really good. I've been enjoying it. 22.
Oh, that's great. That's really good for an animated thing. Probably too soon for The Power of the Dog.
Yeah.
Plus, that's just not for everybody. It's kind of a movie that it's those aren't
you,
those.
Somebody has to tell you to watch it.
Yeah, I agree. You really do. And I think I'm glad the world can still support things like that.
For sure.
Maybe that Lost in Space season, new season, made the whole series up there.
Again, remember that they're just saying any... no Lost in Space.
Oh,
but that third season is probably the best of the three seasons, if you ask me.
Boo. Okay.
Yeah.
How about that show you told me to watch, the Spanish... the money-stealing show. Y'all...
I'll give it to you. Money Heist, number 3.
Money stealing show.
Money heist. Money heist number 3, biggest Spanish language success story of the recent history on Netflix.
Sure. Okay. How about that? I assume this counts things that may have come out already. So let's say Extraction, Chris Hemsworth deal.
Nope.
Really?
Yeah. Nope. It was not big enough in 2021 to make it on there.
Okay.
At least in the top 25. But series that have been around for a long time, even series that have ended that came to Netflix, did really well.
Okay. More series than movies in this list, would you say?
I'd say it's a mix of series and movies.
Bird Box on there?
Might be too old. Nope, no Bird Box.
No Irishman?
Irishman might be too old, too.
Only other guess I have is The Old Guard. The Charlize Theron deal.
Nope. All right, so I'm going to give you the rest of this list.
Okay.
Because it's kind of interesting. Right. Something called Lupin, which I kind of want to check out now. It's a French
detective thing.
Another heist, basically. Yeah, a thief.
People are big on that. Yeah, people like that one.
Yep. Sex/Life, which was the really erotic, basically hardcore porn on Netflix that everybody only needed to watch the first 5 minutes of.
Yeah, and they did a bunch of like blind reacts where people would see a scene and then just film their reaction for YouTube or TikTok or something.
Yep.
Because it was so...
From the hardcore of Sex Life to the softcore of Bridgerton, number 5 on the list.
Definitely softcore porn there.
New Amsterdam, NBC show that is doing great on Netflix. It's now in its 4th season on NBC, but the reruns on Netflix are doing really well. Okay. Lucifer is Wimmeroy in the chat room.
Freaking Lucifer. My wife's going to smack me for not thinking of that. She loves that thing. Yeah,
big fan. Another Spanish show, Who Killed Sarah, a Spanish murder mystery series that hit the streamer in March.
Is that cool Spanish movie that I really like called The Platform on there? Probably not. That's a rad movie.
I remember you talking about it with like all the food making its way down from the top down to the bottom.
That is something else. And it's one of those where I think you're okay to do dubbed. It's not, you don't miss much.
Cool.
Yeah.
Yeah. You're okay to do dubbed with Money Heist. I wouldn't recommend it for Squid Game.
Yeah.
But Money Heist, I've grown to like the characters' voices that they gave each of the characters, and they feel really close to their actual voices.
Oh, good. All right.
Made, number 9, a recommendation I had for a recommendal a few weeks ago. It's the one with Andy McDowell and Andy McDowell's daughter.
Oh, yeah. The one that I was surprised that was her daughter. They don't look related.
They don't, no. She's the one who put her feet up on the dashboard in that Quentin Tarantino movie.
Yep.
Just rounding out the top of these, I'll just Ginny and Georgia, the newest season of that went big with the guy who stalks people.
I don't understand that thing.
He's a bookstore owner that he's kind of Dexter.
Okay.
Really. He's like a young, handsome Dexter.
Is he killing people? Or is that a spoiler?
Is.
Okay.
He's got an object of his affection that he kind of stalks, and he kills people who get in his way.
All right. I kind of think that would be a thing I would enjoy. I just cannot bring myself to watch it for some reason, but I'll get around to it.
You need to. It's good. Another season 3, Sex Education. We've talked about that show with Gillian Anderson and a bunch of kids talking about sex. Riverdale.
Yeah. I hate Riverdale. Ugh.
I know. Shadow and Bone was a Netflix fantasy thing as well.
Oh, we loved that. Kim and I. That was great.
Did you? Uh-huh.
Yeah, the name wasn't ringing for a second, but now it does. It's awesome. Yeah, really liked it.
Friends. once Netflix got their hands on Friends, it was it became number 23. Snowpiercer, the TV show, not the movie.
Yeah.
And Sweet Tooth, which hopefully season 2 comes soon. The kid with the antlers.
Oh, I like Sweet Tooth. That was great.
Yeah, so good.
That made me go read the entire comic adaptation or the comic that it's based on.
Oh, you did. Yeah, and you said it was really good.
It was very good, except it's much more, it's a way darker affair than the TV show. So had I read it first, I might have thought the TV show was a little light. But because I did it in the other order, I actually kind of really liked doing it that way. But the comic is pretty dark. Like,
yeah.
Yeah, not quite the same, but Jeff Lemire comics, real good. That dude's awesome. You guys should check him out. Well, there you go. Cool. A fun look at what's going on in the world of Netflix. Real quick here, I do want to share one story with you fine folks at home. One news item.
I know why. I know why you're doing it.
Yeah, I got to do it. Whoops, I lost my place. What happened to my spreadsheet? Just a second. Oh, this is great. This is what you want. There it is. Found it. All right. Check this out. Well, here, I'll do a news bumper.
You need to read this, sir. You need to read it now.
That's a good time to remind people. Brian, tell us what this news is brought to us by.
It's brought to you by the Diamond Club Streamathon. You're listening to it right now, which you're enjoying. Hopefully you're enjoying it. Help the kids. Come on. Donate at extra-life.org/team/DCTV21. That's extra-life.org/team/DCTV21.
Yeah, look at it flashing on your screen at home. Look at that, you guys. You can't avoid it. All right. Season one comes to life of Fargo. Remember season one of Fargo? It was a great season. Fantastic.
No, but I remember the movie Magnolia.
Ah, excellent. Well, this won't help you then.
Well, because it's similar.
Oh, that's true. Yeah, similar situation. You're right.
Yes.
So in fact, now I wonder if that wasn't not ripped off from Magnolia, but inspired by it. Anyway,
well, it was all inspired by the actual thing happening.
Yeah, the real event of the deal. Yeah. I remember seeing it in one of those two and thinking, well, that's not real. But then looked it up and went, oh, this does happen. Okay.
Yeah, Ricky Jay said it was real.
Yeah, well, then I believe him. I believe anything Ricky Jay says.
I did too.
But he's dead now, but I still believe him. Mm-hmm.
I'd believe it more if he said it now.
Just popped up in his grave. Those fish fall from the sky and then go back to bed. Exactly. Unusual phenomenon causes fish to rain from sky in Texas town. Officials in a Texas town say residents were just imagining it when it seemed to be, or they thought they were imagining when it seemed to be raining fish during a storm. The city of Texarkana, I have been there. That is a weird town because it is literally split between Texas and Arkansas. And I stood on the road that splits the two states, and on one side of the street, it is all clean and nicely kept, and on the other side, it was all banged up and had bad road problems. Mm. That tells me Arkansas had some work to do. That's what it told me.
Yep.
Anyway, it was raining fish. Multiple residents took to social media to share photos of the fish as they fell from the sky. Do we get any good video of this?
That'd be great. It's got to be caught on somebody's Ring doorbell camera or something,
gotta
right?
Be. Yeah.
I would assume so.
Especially if you're going to pull your camera out, freaking take video. Oh, it looks like there's some. Let's see.
It was raining fish for a few minutes in Texarkana this afternoon. Ooh. It happened around 4:30 p.m.
All right, all their video is post fish on the ground. Yeah, that's lame.
Yeah. How big were these fish?
They were big fish. Now, let's see. These look about the size of like...
It's raining fish.
Like a nice tilapia.
Hallelujah.
You know, like a tilapia fish like that.
Sure, sure.
It's fine. It's a fine fish. Look, I don't have a...
It's a fine kettle of fish.
I just want to live somewhere where this happens. I want to be in the middle of a fish storm.
Yeah.
I want my car to have to pull over. I want the pounding of fish on my car. I don't even care if it dents it. This is worth it. Mm-hmm. And I want to go home with a bunch of fish guts and blood on my car and have to explain to people that I saw it rain fish. There's actual science to it, though, and I'm not going to go into it too much. Basically, it's a weather thing that pulls them up from the ponds and lakes.
Right. Like when the water not evaporates, but kind of evaporates, right?
Yeah.
It's got little tiny fish eggs in it, goes up into the clouds, they hatch, and they drop, I guess.
It's a whole weird, crazy thing. Some of them, like the bigger fish, they get swept up in a swell or a squall. Sort of thing, and then it gets pulled into the sky, and then they're just all up there waiting to go down, and then they come down, and then dumb humans say that it's the second coming or some bullcrap.
Of course they do. It's a plague of fish.
Yeah, what we do. I got a plague of fish, everybody. Sign of 2021.
Not fish eggs. I-Corps says not fish eggs. Okay, I thought that was what happened.
Oh, there are no eggs? Oh, yeah, they wouldn't hatch and then become full
It'd be weird for them to hatch, be fertilized up there and hatch and then grow.
It'd be a full fish
sky.
By the time they land.
Eating food, these fish. Getting bigger, healthier. I'll take a derp moment. That's totally my derp moment. I'll take it.
That was great.
And 2021 with a Brian derp moment.
Makes me want to make a fake science video that shows the process.
Please. Can I be your scientist? I have a lab coat.
You can absolutely beat me. Well, all right. That is basically us for today. Huge thanks, everybody, for hanging around with us. And just so you know, it just continues on. They're going 24 hours.
Yeah.
I don't know what
just
hour.
Just because we're done.
Yeah.
Not everybody's done.
And by the way, in three, four minutes, we're what country? Are we? Is it Baghdad who has their thing?
I have a list. I have a list, and I can tell you.
Because there's a weird half
Greece,
hour. Greece.
Greece, South Africa, Finland, Israel, Romania, Bulgaria, Egypt, Kiev, Ukraine, Botswana, Estonia, Pasadena territories, Syria, Latvia, Zambia, Zimbabwe, Libya, Cyprus, much of Congo, Democratic Republic, Burundi, yeah. Nambia, yeah. Jordan, Sudan, Malawi, Lebanon, South Sudan. It'll take all 3 minutes for me to get through this list. Rwanda, Mozambique, Moldova, Lithuania, Estonia, and a small region of Russia and the Åland Islands.
Now, how come they get to do it on the half hour while everyone else is on the full
They
hour?
Don't. It's oh. it's going to be in 22 minutes.
Oh, we're counting the up. Okay.
We started. We were the lucky ones who got to start with one of the very few weird countries that have the half hour.
Oh, right. Which makes us unique and really the best guests that have been on today. So I would say when you're reviewing all of this later and telling Ritual Misery and all those guys how things went, just, you know, get put in the good word.
I like
for
TMS because they had two New Year's Eves.
That's right. That's right. Every half hour, New Year's Eves. Anyway, that's going to do it for us. Big thanks, everybody, for being here. We're going to send you on over to Mikey TV, Mikey TV Live, which I think I have the right address for. We're gonna do a full raid over there. There it is. Mike TV
love
Live.
That he's going on after us.
I do too.
Talk about your quality entertainment.
He's amazing. We love that
amazing.
Guy. Yeah, he's
we
great.
Do.
So stick
Hates
around
covers.
For that.
We'll never do a cover, but ever. Rarely do a cover.
That's
but,
right.
But yeah. when you can write like Mikey TV, you don't need to. You don't need to do covers.
No, I completely agree. That guy's awesome. So stick around for that. You're about to be very entertained. And a reminder for our listeners, this weekend you get a new film sack. The Matrix Resurrections is on tap, so watch for that on Sunday. And Monday we'll be back with a whole new year of TMS episodes. And by the way, if this is the first time you've ever heard our morning show, there's a lot more to it. We have guests and all sorts of stuff, music and stuff in the morning. This is just a taste, really, kind of a sampler, a free sample of what we do. Well, all the shows are free, but you know there's nothing, you don't have to pay for it unless you want to be a patron. But anyway, one last reminder, go to extra-life.org/team/DCTV21. That's Detective Comics Turtle Vagina 21. We'll be back on Monday. Everybody take care. We'll see you then.
This show is part of the Frog Pants Network.
Frog Pants Network.
Get more shows like this at frogpants.com.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage. All the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is there to help you grow. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Get a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/work. Shopify.com/work.
Even on a budget, quality is non-negotiable. That's why Quince is the place to score high-end essentials at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Get your hands on buttery soft cashmere sweaters from just $60, Italian leather jackets, and so much more. And the best part about Quince, they exclusively partner with factories committed to safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Elevate your style without the elevated price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.